Welcome to the third episode of the Mobile Storytelling Podcast with me, Björn Staschen in Hamburg.
And me, Wietse Vellinga in Friesland in the Netherlands. This podcast is about how to tell a story with your smartphone.
And to tell a story, you need a voice. And how do you record a voice? With a microphone. This is the microphone edition of our podcast.
Yes, and the most important question for most people who start with mobile storytelling, telling stories with their mobile phones, probably is, do I really need a microphone? Because there's already a microphone in the smartphone. And Björn, they're not wrong, are they?
No, they are right. And we'll look through different possibilities and ideas. But I think if you start recording, it is always good to remember that you have quite a good microphone built into your phone. It is good enough, for example, if you record video, to record kind of ambient noise, to record someone, you know, cutting up a coconut on the streets of Bangkok or something. So yeah, for noise around, the noise you need to tell a story, the built-in microphones are quite good, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. I've used them on several occasions, even for broadcast radio, and they do the trick when you really need it. But there are some issues when you're, for example, recording outside, and in my area where I do most of my reporting, we are close to the sea. And close to the sea also means a lot of wind. And when the wind hits that tiny little speck of a microphone, that's the built-in microphone of a smartphone, well, that's not usable sound. You'll get things like...
So wind is a problem.
Yep.
Are there still... There used to be windshields even to kind of put over a phone. Are they still around?
Oh, absolutely. I think there's some companies that even specialize in making these tiny windshields to put on those microphones. But the trouble is that... You have to be very aware of which microphone you actually use on your phone, because it doesn't have just one built-in microphone, but it actually has three. And depending on what app you're using, it might switch to a different microphone, and then these windshields won't do you any good. But if you do know which microphone you are using, then putting a windshield over it helps. And I know a colleague of ours even sometimes put a sock over it.
Really, a sock? I hope it's a fresh sock.
I hope so too. But it is clever, because you probably always have a sock with you. So there you go.
I really wish persons keep their socks on, you know. I can endure a little wind noise rather than a journalist wearing only one sock.
Yeah, imagine someone interviewing you.
We're losing it at the beginning already.
Yeah. Imagine someone taking off his sock and putting it on his phone, and then sticking that phone in your face when they interview you.
Yeah, I don't want to imagine that. But to return back to guiding people to tell stories with their smartphones, never forget, you have an inbuilt microphone. It's really good to use, especially for ambient noise. Wind can be a problem. And if you use certain apps, you can see which microphone the app uses. Filmic Pro, for example, if you shoot video, will tell you, and you can even switch between the different microphones.
Yeah.
And is it good enough, and it's a dumb question now, is it good enough to record an interview, the inbuilt microphone?
It is if you're close enough. I mean, the microphone is an omnidirectional microphone, which means it picks up all the sound around it. So if you really want to focus on the voice of the person, that means you will have to really hold the microphone close to the person speaking, which in this COVID-19 time might not be possible. So it might not be that useful now. But in general, if you keep it close enough, it should do the trick.
But that only goes for producing audio, right? If you need video with it, so if the position of the phone is determined by how the picture looks, it's not good enough. Would you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, if you have an interview shot using something like Filmic Pro, then you probably want a bit wider shot and not really dive into the person. And that means that you'll stand so far away that if there's some background noise, you probably won't get a nice sound bite. But if it's a very quiet environment, I would even venture it if I only have my phone with me to grab a video audio with it.
It might work, but you will always notice that there's a bit too much white noise around it, a bit too much room that you hear. So if you want to record video, you should bring a microphone for interviews.
Absolutely. And maybe it's good to say that most people who buy a smartphone or get a smartphone probably already have an external microphone as well, because the headsets that come with the phones, they also have a microphone. It's that tiny little box that you also use to turn the sound up or down when listening to something. There's also a microphone in there, and you can use that as like a clip-on microphone or even a handheld. I've seen people do that.
Yeah, it looks a bit strange in the picture, right? But you can kind of pop the hearing bits into another people's or person's shirt or whatever. Yep. And then the little microphone is in front of the mouth. So that will work. And as always, if the best story of your lifetime is in front of your lens, don't worry about the microphone. But if you use it more often, maybe you want to buy one microphone. I would always say, if you want to buy one microphone, this is the microphone to buy. It's the microphone that you clip on people, lavalier microphone, in order to get good sound bites in interviews, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I've gathered some of my microphones in front of me to let people have a listen. And one of those microphones I have in front of me is actually a lavalier microphone. It's one by Rode, or Rode. I don't even know how to pronounce their brand name. Do you know? Is it Rode? Is it
no, Rode? They are Australian, but they have the strange Swedish dash through the O. In Swedish, they would be Rode, but I think they are Rode.
Yeah. Well, actually, the sound you're hearing from me now is also from a Rode microphone, which is the Rode NT USB Mini. But I'm going to plug in something else now, which is the Rode SmartLav.
Plus, SmartLav Plus, I think,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is the SmartLav Plus. Yeah. This is what the SmartLav actually sounds like. So, testing 1, 2, 3.
This microphone, the Rode SmartLav Plus, I think is the most widely spread microphone in mobile storytelling. I think nearly everyone's got it with him. It costs around 50 to 60 euros. It is the small clip that you can put on people's clothes, and has a cable, which is a little bit too short, so you might want an extension. And it ends in a little TRRS plug, which goes directly into the phone. We are recording, I would say, 90% of our interviews for a North German television with this microphone.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's very versatile. I mean, you can have it on you all the time, and you can use it for interviews, for video, but you can even use it for radio. It's not perfect for radio, but it works. I mean, you can use it as a handheld microphone as well without clipping it on to someone. So it really does the trick.
Would you agree, if you want to buy one microphone, then get that one?
It might not be my only choice of microphone. There's one or two other ones that I might go for before I would say grab a clip-on.
Okay.
Because I also need to use it for radio. And for radio, I tend to need a bit more. It's rather flat kind of noise you get from it, flat kind of audio.
Yeah.
And it's not, we'll get to the one microphone I would suggest.
Okay.
But I gather this one is the one you would suggest?
This one is the one I would suggest. And taking in account what you said, that I would suggest for video. So if you want to shoot video and interviews, this is the one I would get first, because it's easy to handle. It's difficult to make mistakes. It's quite easy to get proper good sound with it if you place it around 20 centimeters from the mouth. And if you look at clothes, not kind of making too much noise, it's quite the perfect microphone, I think, for television. There is a lot of discussion about cheaper models. There was a Boya microphone around that was still, I think you still get it on Amazon for 20 euros. I've tried them. They are okay, but not as good. What is your experience?
Oh, I think I agree. It's okay if you're on a budget and really can't spare the extra 20 or 30 euros that you need to spend on it. But if you can, I would still go for the Rode because it's better and probably won't break down as quickly as the Boya might.
But then you have the interviewee on a leash. You're connected by a cable, which is difficult for kind of, you know, getting sound bites from someone while he is doing something, while he's moving. So what is your suggestion if you have kind of a moving target, if you have an interviewee who's doing things while you talk?
Yeah, well, the most easy solution for an interviewee that has to do stuff while you're interviewing him is to put them on a wireless microphone. And up to a couple of years ago, wireless microphones for smartphones were something that was, just not happening.
Yeah.
We had some stuff on Bluetooth, I believe, but you needed to record on an app that came with the microphone, which usually wasn't as good as the professional apps we tend to use.
And it was usually not very reliable. Bluetooth was always a problem with regard to the connection.
Yeah. So that kind of fell through. But quite recently, I've been using, and again, we're going to Rode, a microphone that is wireless and is very good, which is the Wireless Go system. Which consists of two square boxes, about 3 centimeters by 3 centimeters, something like that. One is a receiver and the other is the actual microphone. And you can just clip that onto a person and the receiver goes into the phone and you get high quality sound with that. And that's really liberating when you shoot with a phone to just put a microphone on someone and be able to walk around with it.
Yeah, you get it for a little less than, I think, 200 euros.
Something like
it
that.
It pairs easily because it pairs digitally, so there are no big problems with kind of pairing them, getting the connection between the receiver and the sender. You can even plug in a clip-on microphone into the send bit, so you don't need to use the microphone that's built in. You can use an external microphone for that as well if you want to. And it's quite reliable. We are using them as well, and we are quite happy with them and the sound quality.
And if you are interested to hear what that sounds like, then listen to this. And this is the Wireless Go system by Rode, and you can hear that the sound is crisp. And it is a wireless solution, which means I've used this microphone a lot in this COVID-19 situation because people can clip it on themselves. And this is what it sounds like. Testing 1, 2, 3. So that was the Wireless Go by Rode. Before I used this one, there was another one, the Samsung Go Mic Mobile, I believe it was called. Do you remember that one?
Yes, I remember that one. We've been using it. I was quite excited when I saw it on I think, the NAB show in Las Vegas first, because it seemed to be the first solution that was kind of thinking wireless a microphone for smartphones. And it was quite good. It could even record two different tracks, so you could pair two microphones. But the receiver broke down quite often, so the manufacturing quality wasn't perfect for us. So we had to go through 3 or 4 receivers in a year. And with regard to the price, about the same as the wireless system, I thought it wasn't reliable enough.
Yeah, I had the same issue with it. I still think it's a very good system because you could connect two microphones at once. which is of course very handy if you need to also record your questions while filming, or if you need a second person to be mic'd up. So that was a really smart thing they had going for them, but reliability was an issue. So I think I still have the system, but I haven't used it in over a year, I think.
One nerve-wracking disadvantage of the first mentioned Rode system, by the way, it is not perfectly thought through for mobile because you need all the adapter cables.
Yes, that is true.
Once you've gone through it, you're happy, but when you want to buy it, also buy the adapter cables, otherwise it'll not work. It doesn't have the TRRS smartphone plugs, but only the TRS video technology plugs.
And even if you have the TRRS plug, which is for smartphones, then you still have to check your phone. If your phone still has a headphone jack, which most phones don't have anymore. But if you do have it, you're lucky. But most high-end phones now tend to not have one. So either if you're on an iPhone, you need an adapter, or on an Android phone, you probably would need a USB-C headphone jack adapter, which of course is a bit of an inconvenience, because then you have cable upon cable upon cable, which doesn't really help for being very reliable, I think.
Yeah, I just store it in a bag with all the adapters plugged in already, but it could be a little more neat even if they thought smartphone. So we got the inbuilt microphone, they got the clip-on microphone, we got the radio microphones. What else?
One thing I should mention, because it has been the microphone I've used most, is a good old handheld microphone by a very well-known brand and called Sennheiser. They've produced a Sennheiser Hand Mic Digital especially for iPhones. And I must say that most of my recordings, both for radio and for TV, were actually done with this microphone, because it's just a very easy solution. It plugs in directly into the phone, and you can be sure that you have perfect sound, because it in a way, it's the same microphone that you might have with your VJ camera set, with the professional cameras. It's probably the same microphone, just with a different cable. And it records perfect sound.
There are some handheld microphones that directly plug into phones. Another one is from IK Multimedia that you've used as well, right?
Haven't you? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But I have some trouble with the stuff coming from IK Multimedia with reliability. They had an iRig Mic HD and an iRig Mic HD 2, and both of them. Great microphones, but they break down very easily. They're a lot cheaper than the Sennheiser, and when it's cheaper, it's probably going to break down earlier, and this is one of those cases.
Though I must say, their cheapest product is possibly the iRig Pre adapter, which takes up an XLR, a plug from every microphone that you own. I still own my Rode NTG1, so every microphone you might own with the VJ equipment, for example. And on the other side, you'll have a TRRS plug that either goes directly into your phone or into the adapter via Lightning or via USB-C. That costs around 35 euros. And mine is now 6-7 years old, hasn't broken down, gives you the phantom power that you need for some microphones, gives you a possibility to lower the gain or to raise the gain in case you want it. And that gives you the possibility to use every microphone with your phone.
And didn't they also make a version that went directly into the phone with a Lightning connection, and even one with a USB-C connection?
Yeah, there is one. I think it's called the iRig Pro, not Pre, but Pro, and it's around 80 to 100 euros. So it's about twice or three times as expensive.
Yeah.
But both are still on the market, and both, I think, work quite well.
And you should be well aware that then you still need a DSLR. Then you should be well aware that you still need an XLR microphone to plug into that. You just have the adapter.
Yeah, exactly. So it doesn't give you any sound at all.
No.
Unless you plug in a microphone.
No, so don't go buying that and not buying anything else, because then, well, you know, you have nothing. There's one brand that I also use a lot that we haven't mentioned yet, which should get a mention, is Shure. They a couple of years ago, they had the MV88. You remember that one?
Yeah, I do, but I never owned it.
Yeah, it's a small microphone that you plug directly into the iPhone back then. It was just an iPhone microphone. It's well, how big should it be? Like 5-6 centimeters, something like that. Really tiny. You just plug it into the side of the phone, and you can actually make it click. Maybe I have one here. Maybe I can. That sound, that clicking sound, that's the microphone going from straight to the front to the back. So you can clip it from radio mic to TV mic, which was actually a neat trick. It's more like an atmospheric microphone than an actually interview microphone, but it does the trick. And I think 2 years ago they updated it, and now it's the MV88 Plus, which doesn't do that nice clicking thing, but it does give you the opportunity to clip the microphone into an Android phone or into your iPhone or even into a DSLR, which is a very versatile thing to do, because most microphones tend to be aimed at one solution. So that's a very neat trick, and this is what it sounds like, actually. This is the Shure MV88 Plus. Testing 1, 2, 3.
So these microphones that directly plug into your phone, that are kind of connected to your phone, I think they're really good for radio. They might help for television, but they'll be a problem if you want to interview someone for television, right? Because you never get the microphone close enough put to a person. There's another one, again by Rode, I think it's called the VideoMic Me, that you can plug directly into the phone. I don't really like them for television, because they don't give you much more than the inbuilt microphones with regard to ambient noise, and they don't help for interviews. What do you think?
I think I agree, but my main issue with it is that they are pointed in one direction mainly, and that means that you probably won't record your questions as well. And there are situations where you want to hear your questions in the interview, and you just can't do that with this kind of microphone.
Yeah, that is also something that we should mention. It is easy to interview one person. It is possible to interview two. But if you get into difficult sound situations where you want your questions as well as three people talking, there are not many solutions that will help you really with regard to mobile storytelling, as long as you don't have a sound technician along with you who does it all. I think the best solution is put your phone on a tripod, have a handheld microphone, and really point it from person to person that's talking. I've never found a better solution for more than one or two people talking.
Yeah, or maybe, but I haven't tried that really. Maybe an NTG microphone, a true directional microphone, but that means you have to set it up in between these people on a different tripod or something like that. So it's difficult. It's probably possible if you spend a lot of time working on it, but it's difficult.
Yeah. And then there are people like us who sit at home in the evenings, mm-hmm. Maybe even in the mornings or at night, and record their podcasts. And there are better solutions than the before mentioned if you really know you just want the pure perfection of your beautiful voice. What do you use for your beautiful voice, Vidze?
I am now using the Rode NT USB Mini, which is a, quite a big microphone if you compare it with the other ones we talked about. But it is a proper studio recording microphone, which gives you a lot of bass, which really captures your voice in a good way. But I have to say, I don't have this microphone for so long yet. And when I bought it, one of the things that amazed me was how hard it was to get it. Because at this point, there are so many people who want to buy a microphone like this, not just for podcasting, but also for increasing their sound on their meetings, their Zoom meetings and their Microsoft Teams meetings and stuff like that. So there's a lot of these microphones that are actually sold out. I don't know if the same happens in Germany, but here in the Netherlands, it's hard to get a microphone like this.
Yeah, I mean, they are rarer than they used to be before. The microphone you mentioned, I think, is kind of the USB brother of the Rode Classic, right? The NT1A is thought to be kind of one of the best cheap studio microphones in the world. I think it's been around for, I don't know, a decade or longer. So people who want to get into producing, even into singing, the NT1A started it all, I think, for Rode. Yeah. And the one you're using is kind of directly into USB now. Any other suggestions for podcasting?
There are a lot of podcasting microphones out there. But the main thing you should really look for is to have one that connects to your smartphone. Because most podcasting microphones still tend to be one of those XLR microphones. So you still have to have an adapter to go into your phone. So look for the big brands we might have mentioned, so the Sennheisers, the Shures, and the Rodes, and then look for a USB microphone. There's a lot of cheap Chinese knockoffs that are on the market now, and I'm not sure if they're worth it. I haven't tried it. Maybe they're good, but if they're very cheap, I wouldn't trust it.
No, read reviews, that helps with regard to microphone quality. And in the end, rely on the ones that many people relied on before you. There are some classics around that will always work, I think.
And what are you recording on, actually? Because I think you're just using one of your old microphones, right?
Exactly. I'm still recording on my old Rode NTG1 microphone that's been with me for around 7 years now, which is, I think, 150, 160 euros. It's a directional microphone that you can use for interviews. It's a classical, cheap video VJ reporter microphones. And I've got it on a little tripod connected via iRig Pre into my iPhone 6. And it still does the trick.
Yeah. And maybe that's an important thing to say as well. If you have a good microphone, and want to start recording things like a podcast, maybe first just use what you have and see how that goes. Because if you've spent money on a good microphone for video or even for radio, it's probably working perfectly well for podcasting as well. Having said that,
exactly.
I spent the money to buy something else and I'm pretty happy with it.
And it's my birthday next week, so I think I get a new microphone and might try that out with the next episode of our Mobile Storytelling Podcast.
Because this was the third episode of the Mobile Storytelling Podcast, covering all the things you need to know about microphones for your mobile storytelling.
Yeah, the microphone edition. Thank you very much for listening. We'll try to be back in a week or so, but that is the beauty of non-linear distribution. If it's 10 days, you'll still notice. We are all on all platforms, you know. And please comment if you've got questions. Share if you liked it and help us to develop this further.
Thanks again for listening, and bye-bye from me in the Netherlands.
And bye-bye from me in Hamburg.